Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Lois Braun. I was calling due to you guys had taken out $92.90 out of my bank account, and I'd like to know why and who you are and how you got my information.
Okay, I do work for a third-party call center, so I'll be happy to try to locate any orders. Could I have a zip code to search your name under?
15210.
All right, Ms. Lois, and just to make sure I found the right information, can you confirm a good shipping address you may have used for any orders?
My home address is 305 Camfield Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15210.
Thank you for confirming that. It did bring up our Keto Ascend, which is an all-natural dietary product to boost metabolism, help shed a few pounds. It was ordered on a 14-day free trial basis. Shipping paid, seems back on the 16th of February to get the month supply.
Okay, I've never received anything, and I've never ordered anything.
You didn't place the original order on the 16th for $670?
No.
Shipping and handling?
No.
Did you ever receive anything to that address? It confirms delivery there on the 20th of February.
I've never gotten any kind of diet anything. I don't need a diet supplement. I don't know why this would be here.
Okay. Other relatives, friends, family members, neighbors who could have placed the order without your knowledge?
Not that I would know of, no.
Okay.
And I'm the only one in charge of my cards, and I live alone, so.
Okay, all right. Well, all of our orders are
I'm
placed
on disability. I'm on a lot of medications. I would never take another medication, and if I needed something for diet, I'm sure my doctor would do that for me.
Oh, certainly. Okay. Well, being as you're claiming this order is fraudulent, just to let you know, we are happy to assist. We do take fraud very serious, being as, you know, again, all of our orders are placed solely off of our website. So what I'll do then is I'll get everything here canceled that, so we can't proceed anything further with our service. And I'm more than happy to get you on over to our fraud department. They'll just review some of this billing and shipping information that you may be aware of, and they'll explain a little bit how they go about assisting you with a fraud claim. Now, if you want to continue, they're happy to assist you with all billings here also.
Yeah, I need my money back on my account. Like I said, I'm on disability, and I need every penny I get to pay my bills alone just to live.
Of course.
You guys have my bills bouncing on me. I'm getting letters coming in. This is not correct.
So sorry to hear it put you in a tight spot, ma'am. Again, we're happy to help due to it being a fraudulent order. Give me one moment. I'm still working on the cancellation. Then I'm going to notate, share with you a cancellation confirmation number, and get you on over to our fraud department.
All right. And I also claimed that with the bank as well.
Oh, there's already a current dispute or investigation open?
Yes. I just got off the telephone with my bank, because I didn't know what the hell was going on here.
Completely understood. Well, we can still help, not a problem. So here's how we'll do this, Ms. Lois. Again, I already have everything canceled, but we can't start our fraud claim with your bank's fraud claim open. We would request them just to give us a call and drop theirs, and we're more than happy to refund for you. If it's left undone for them to complete their side of the investigation, what they would do is reach out to us. We would have to give them the shipping and billing information, which is, as you confirmed, our tracking information. And they basically just complete a mock sign up on our website to see if any terms were provided. If they happen to deem our charges valid in their investigation, it may result in a chargeback where we can't help you. Because we also have a phone number here listed as the same one you're calling under, the 512-728 0233 and an email.
Yes.
It's your first and last name spelled correct at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I don't understand any of this.
Well, Miss Lois, somebody close to you, again, I know you live alone, but somebody may have gotten close to you that unfortunately has taken advantage of your information if you did not submit the original order. Again, just have them give us a quick call and confirm they'll go ahead and drop their investigation, and we'll refund the account due to fraud.
Okay, so what do I do? Call the bank back, and what, they call you, or what? Because I need this money. Like I said, you people got shit bouncing on me that I can't afford to do.
I completely
understand.
And
I had to change my bank cards and everything, which is going to cost me $20. So this just is not fair.
I understand, ma'am. Again, I'm not sure what's going on with your information there. But yes, we are happy to refund due to fraud. Just contact your bank really quick. Explain to them the situation briefly. Give them our customer support number and just tell them, you know, you need them to give us a quick call. What they'll do is they'll place you on a quick hold, get through to one of our representatives, and bring you back on the line so you can hear and discuss, like a conference call, everything that is going on. And as soon as they confirm it'll be dropped, we'll start our fraud claim here and refund.
And how long does that normally take to refund the money?
Well, it does seem that all amounts have fully withdrawn from your account. Being as the first shipping was paid back in February, and the full price of that product was billed back on the fourth year in March. We complete our investigation. It typically takes about 24 hours. So you would expect a full credit within 3 to 5 business days once it is processed.
All right. I'll call the bank back. Thank you.
No problem. I do have that cancellation confirmation to give you.
Okay.
All right. For the key to ascend, it is C as in Charlie, 5A26, E as in elephant, 583, E as in elephant, 3.
So that's C5A26E583E3.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not a problem. Anything else for you right this second?
No, that's all. I'll call them and we'll go from there.
All righty. Sounds good. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.